Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, Oppo have just announced the Areno 3 Pro. I've had this device for a couple of weeks, and I want to give you a quick review. Two things before we get started. One is pronunciation. Should it be Oppo? Should it be Oppo? Should it be Reno? Should it be Reno? I'm going with the Oppo Reno 3 Pro. Your pronunciation may differ. Secondly, I'm trying to keep this video under 5 minutes, a new format, kind of the quick review format. I want to see how that turns out. Okay, so if you want to find out more, please, let me explain. What is it like to use the Oppo Reno 3 Pro? When you look at the Reno 3 Pro, you probably notice one of three different things. If you pick it up with the screen towards you, then you'll notice those punch holes for the selfie camera. If you pick it up with the back towards you, you'll either notice the color and then the cameras, or maybe the cameras and then the color. As for the display, it's a 6.4-inch Super AMOLED display with two punch holes for that front-facing camera setup. It has a resolution of 1080p by 2100, giving it a 20:9 aspect ratio. As an AMOLED display, the blacks are deep and the colors are generally vibrant. Color OS 7 has a dark mode, which means you can take full advantage of that AMOLED display. The display overall is bright with a maximum brightness of 800 nits. Is the Reno 3 Pro good for taking photos? The Reno 3 Pro has no less than 5 cameras and a depth of field sensor. On the back there are 4, and then of course there is one on the front. While the primary camera is listed as 64 megapixels, by default it takes 16 megapixel photos. You get 12 megapixel images for all the zoom levels from 2x up to 20x. You can set the camera into a special 64 megapixel mode where you get, you guessed it, 64 megapixel images. However, zoom is not available when you're using that mode. The wide angle camera always generates 8 megapixel images. There is a portrait mode for producing images with a computer-generated bokeh effect. Computational photography is improving generally across all mainstream and premium devices, and the Reno 3 Pro portrait mode is no exception. You get some good results as long as you are prepared to occasionally discard that odd image that didn't quite work out right. For low light situations, Oppo has included a night mode and an ultra dark mode. The latter activates automatically when the phone detects a very low light situation. The front facing camera is a 44 megapixel dual punch hole setup with a second punch hole for a depth sensor. Normal photos are actually 40 megapixels, not 44, and portrait photos are 10 megapixels. Does it have a good battery life? The Reno 3 Pro has a 4,024 mAh battery and supports VOOC flash charging. You get a 30 watt, that's 5 volts at 6 amps charger in the box, and you can charge from 0 to 50 in 20 minutes. Battery life is a bit of a mixed bag. For most users, I would say that the battery life is good, in fact, verging on great. For example, you can watch videos stored locally on the device or streamed from YouTube over 4G for over 15 hours on one charge. Battery life is also good for those who like to do a lot of social media or surf the web, where you get about 10 hours on one charge. However, at the other end of the scale is 3D gaming. Playing 3D games can drain your battery very quickly. In a worst case scenario, you may only get 4.5 hours of 3D gaming from one charge. Is the Reno 3 Pro good for playing games? The processor in the Reno 3 Pro is the recently announced MediaTek Helio P95. It's an octa-core processor with two Cortex A75 cores and six Cortex A55 cores. The graphics come via a PowerVR GM9446 GPU. In real-world tests, I was able to play PUBG at its highest settings and Fortnite in medium quality at 30 FPS. What this means in practice, you'll be able to play the leading 3D games. They will be smooth and fast enough for most gamers, but you won't be able to use the best quality settings. What I don't like about the Oppo Reno 3 Pro. We all use our phones in different ways, plus we all have different budgets. The Reno 3 Pro isn't a flagship device, and it doesn't have a flagship price point either. If you're looking for 5G or top-tier performance, especially for gaming, then you aren't going to find it here. But if you are content with 4G and playing games at good frame rates but not at the higher settings, then this could be the phone for you. The biggest downside is the gaming battery life. If you find yourself playing a heavy-duty game for over an hour, you may find that the battery hit is just too much for you.
Okay, so there you have it, the Oppo Reno, the Oppo Reno 3 Pro. I really hope you enjoyed this video. I'll see you in the next one.